welcome.
Hi, hey, Daryl. Hi, Roxy. Yes.
How are you? Now, you have had a very exciting time of it. Now, so first of all, actually, before we start talking, if you've got a story about synchronicity, this is the time when you can give us a call and share your story, because some of them are just awesome.
522 99939, or you can always contact us by jumping on the website.
Yep.
And we can contact you and have a chat, or you can tell us about your story. Just go to bay939.com.au. But if you've got a story you want to share with us, 522 99939. Chris?
Well, fortunately, on Friday, I had the honour of being interviewed by Dr. Bernie Beitman, the US psychiatrist who's got a radio show called Connecting with Coincidence. And we think that that radio show and this radio show are the only two on synchronicity in the world, certainly that we know of.
Isn't that just fascinating? So we were mentioned, I believe.
That's right. He mentioned that that one of our listeners had sort of rung up quite indignant when he said it was the only radio show in the world on synchronicity. Saying, hey, look, there's the catch-up at Bay FM in Geelong. And so there, we've got at least one fan there, Roxy. Yay, and Daryl, how about
that's
that?
That's it. Don't know who you are, but we love you. Yeah. It's okay. It's all good.
But it was interesting because Bernie Beitman was asking me about a particular incident that relates to telepathy. And this is where I'll be interested if any listeners have experiences like this. But I don't think I'm a particularly psychic person or anything like that. But there was one time where this remarkable thing happened. And it was around the time when the book came out, A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And a friend of mine said, look, I've been reading this book, and it's a like funny book, and it's got the answer to the life, the universe, and everything. And I immediately blurted out 42. I didn't know why I said that. It just came out of my mouth. And he said, well, so you've read the book. You've heard about it. I said, no, I've never heard of the book until you mentioned it. What do you mean? He said, well, that's the answer. The answer's 42.
42.
Yeah. And so that's a particular form of synchronicity in that synchronicity is when something that's going through our mind relates to something in the outside world, like they're synced in some kind of way. And it seems to relate to intuition in a certain way, tapping into this.
How do you explain something like that?
Well, it's a mystery, isn't it? There's something remarkable, but there must be some way. I think there must be some way that there can be information around us.
Yeah.
That we don't tap into in a usual rational way, but it's some kind of knowledge or information nonetheless.
So we're picking up on it in some other kind of context.
Whether we pick up from the other person's thinking in some way, but there are some other experiences I've had and others would have where you get a sense that something's going to happen. Like sometimes I've got a sense coming into the train to Melbourne and I think this train is going to stop at the exact second that this song that I'm listening to will stop. And that happens. And it's kind of spooky because you kind of think, look, I thought that would happen, but I don't know why. And I don't have many experiences like that, but I think it relates to a kind of...
You kind of know and you don't know why you know. But
it's called a kind of precognition, that one.
Yeah, wow.
And we do have a call up. We're going to take a break and we'll come back. On the line from Belmont, Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hi.
Tell us about your synchronicity story.
My son and his bride were on their honeymoon in Europe and they were touring, and I can't remember whether it was Old Trafford or Lord's for the cricket.
Okay,
they have a museum and everything. And I was hoping for a postcard. And so I heard the postcard.
Hang on, Vicky, that was the honeymoon?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they'll stay together forever if she allowed him to go to Lord's or Old Trafford for that.
It's a good start, isn't it?
And they'll stay together if he allowed her to send a postcard to her mother. See?
Yeah, it was good on all points. And I heard the postie coming up the road and I rushed out because I desperately just wanted a postcard. I loved them. And I said to the postie, there's no stamp. And he said, well, actually, I ran into Chris and Sharon on their tour of Lord's.
What?
Fantastic. That's a hand-delivered postcard, that's for sure.
Hold on. So the postie ran into them in England. They gave him a postcard to bring back for you.
Yep. They bought one of Lord's and sent it back. And, of course, you know what it's like when you're on holidays. Your ears prick up to your own accent.
Yeah. Sure. Of course. That's amazing.
So that's how it came about.
But he was your postie.
Yep.
Well, that is a remarkable coincidence, isn't it, Vicky?
It is, isn't it? I was gobsmacked.
And the funny thing is, we spoke just off air, and I said to Vicky, well, do you know the postie? Because I know my postie.
Yeah.
And she said, no, I'm never at home when he comes, but there
just
you go.
Happened to be there. Yeah. That's extraordinary.
But people sometimes say, Vicky, that with that kind of synchronicity, it gives them an extra feeling of connection with others. Yeah. And I wonder if that really was part of your experience, really feeling connected with your son and daughter when they're overseas. Yes. Wonderful.
And I was grateful that she had let him go to Lourdes and send me a postcard. So
that's
did pretty well all around. Everyone was happy with that one.
Everyone was happy. Well,
my daughter-in-law is amazing.
Oh, isn't that
clearly
wonderful?
If the honeymoon was spent watching cricket in England. Truly amazing.
They're going to be there together for the duration.
Yeah,
now,
I certainly wouldn't go away.
It's going to make my synchronicity story.
Thank you very much, Vicky. You
Thank
have
you,
a fabulous
Vicky.
Day.
Thank Great
you.
Story.
Yeah. Thank
I've,
you.
I've got a little one for us. So yesterday I have in my business, Planet Roxy, I have a client in Bendigo. So I had to drive up to Bendigo. And when you drive through the Brisbane Ranges and up, sort of towards Dalesford and whatnot, you lose your reception. So I couldn't listen to Bay FM anymore. So it was gone all crackly. And so I thought, I'll just hit the button and find, whatever's going to be there. Station came on and it was playing the ad of the company that's my client in Bendigo.
Oh, wow.
I know. Right? Don't you reckon that's a little bit...
Yeah, that's another connection, isn't it?
It is.
Like, of all the times of the day and of all the, do you know, and all of a sudden there it was. And I'm like, yeah, that's where I'm going. Mm. Like...
Fantastic. And that's the thing about synchronicity too. It's a subjective experience. But that really grabbed you at the time.
I know.
And it
I know.
Led to you, I suspect that you felt that you're on the right kind of track with what you were doing.
I didn't actually keep listening to that radio session because the music, let me say, was a bit daggy. But anyway, but apart from that, I did hear the ad. But it was right at that moment. I just went click, it landed on there, played the ad of the client I was going to visit. And then
clearly you've been explaining to them that with radio frequency is the
radio key. Works. Radio works.
Is the key to their radio advertising. And if you'd like to advertise on radio, sorry.
Good marketing plug, Roxy. Yes.
By the time I got there, I forgot to tell them. I've got to tell them that.
If you have a synchronicity story, you can certainly jump on the website. Go to bay939.com.au. There's the Contact Us button and you can send us a message. Or you can tune in and give us a call when Chris Mackey's in the studio again in 2 weeks. Chris, as always, an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.